better give me that money.
To Bet It, Bank It, Blow It, presented by Seize the Gap Fantasy Football. I am Jamie G. Esquire, the fifth, a Platinum Club member of the Bills Mafia. I'm here at Magna Mills, and we're going to talk about some NFL draft wagers. Dude, Mills, can you believe it's already time for the draft, and this offseason's flying by?
No, I can't believe it. I'm Magna Mills, and I do not believe this. I keep trying to call time out, and the world keeps spinning. I don't know. It just doesn't. Maybe I don't have any left. I don't really know how that works. But hopefully one thing that's working for you is Bet It, Bank It, Blow It, presented by Seize the Gap Fantasy Football. Thank you for checking us out. You can find us wherever you get podcasts and on YouTube, on social media, at Seize the Gap FF. Same place on the internet, SeizeTheGapFF.com. Nice and easy to remember, just like those flaps. Follow, like, and please subscribe. All we ask, if you had fun, please remember the thumb.
It's really not that much. And for the record, all wagers and odds are from DraftKings Sportsbook and are accurate as of 8 p.m. on Monday, April 22nd, Earth Day, 2024. I should note that draft betting is not available in every state, even if you have legal sports wagering. So just keep that in mind if you're like searching for stuff and you can't find it. Check your state laws. Let's start with some landing spot wagers. Mills, walk us through what we're doing with these.
This is nice and easy. We're just going to pick the landing spot for those players, and whatever the odds are, you get in points if you're right. So, for example, we're starting with Brock Bowers, and he's plus 140 to be drafted by the Jets. So if you go with Brock Bowers, the Jets, and you're right, you get 140 points. Easy enough. If you're wrong, you get 0 points. So it is what it is. Jamie G, I just said it. Where's Brock Bowers landing?
I don't love it, Mills, but it's where I think it's going to happen. But I do love these odds. I'm saying he's going to the Cincinnati Bengals at plus 900, giving them another option for when they undoubtedly lose T. Higgins heading into next year.
Well, I was going to maybe eat the semi-chalk with the Colts, but I'm going to go a little longer. Give me the Denver Broncos plus 1,000. I think they could go there. Maybe the fact that they traded for Zach Wilson at least alleviates the need to push it there. Maybe they do go for Bo Nix in round two or something like that. So I don't know. Maybe it opens it up a little bit there. You've heard talk of them trading Cortland Sutton. That leaves the cupboard pretty bare outside of, you know, Marvin Mims Jr. and Greg Dulcich. Next up, Jamie G, we have another J.J. McCarthy. Where do you think he is going to land? Which team?
I am going to eat the chalk here and say the Minnesota Vikings. I just can't see a better option for them. I think they have to get something in there to kind of help with the Justin Jefferson negotiation. They've got a ready-made offense, so to speak, in terms of a great running back in Aaron Jones. I know it's a short-term rental, but still, they've got two really good wide receivers, a top five, six, seven-ish tight end. This is an offense that's ready to go. Being able to get a rookie quarterback in here, for what it's worth, I think J.J. McCarthy is basically a way cheaper Kirk Cousins, and I just think this is a good fit. I'm going with the Vikings plus 130.
For the savings discount and salary, he only has to be about 80% Kirk Cousins to, I think, justify it. I don't mind that. I'm just going to go with a little bit of a curveball, and not because I think it's necessarily the wrong pick, but I think it's just so Raven, or that's so New England. Give me the Patriots plus 330. Maybe throw in a little bit of a curveball in there and go opting to go with him over Drake May if I play it out that way in my head. So that's kind of where I'm going in my head, Cannon. I do love that the fifth shortest odds are the Chargers plus 900.
Yeah. Well, there's just, it's crazy to me that
the charge they would take, they can't physically trade.
No,
Justin Herbert, they can't, because with the cap, I don't think they physically can do it with the way the salary cap is without cutting 20 players or something. I don't even know what they would have to do. It would be wild.
They're just trying to fool somebody who just follows college ball and doesn't follow NFL. I don't know.
Right. Somebody's
some
having some fun with that.
Here.
Yeah, maybe a little Tom and Jerry or maybe the foolery too. I'm not sure which one. Let's stick with the quarterbacks here.
Hurry. Mills could be Chuck Woolery with the foolery. I don't know.
And yeah, like the wool light and the laundry, and we're right back around to cleaning stuff up, like the quarterback position here. Michael Penix Jr., Jamie G., where's he landed?
I got one word for you. Raiders. I think he's going to Vegas. I think he's going to be a Raider. And no, I cannot do that as good as Chris Berman, but no one can. Raiders plus 260.
Nice. Maybe just to be a little bit different here, but because I went with the other way, J.J. McCarthy, I say then the Vikings overdraft him at 11 then when they failed to be able to trade up. So give me Minnesota plus 350. Might as well finish up with a Bo Nix, Jamie G. Broncos are the super chalk here. Just FYI, if you're listening, not watching, Broncos are minus 175, which is wild, which is the only negative number we have on the board here for one of these.
And I absolutely hate that, and I don't want to do that, even though I ultimately think that's where he's going to go.
Right. It's not a good bet, though.
It's not a good bet. So just to kind of steer away from that, I'm going to say the Seattle Seahawks. I'm going to say the kid stays in the Pacific Northwest, finds himself on the Seahawks, plus 2,800. I like those odds. But I do think, gun to my head here, he's going to Denver. But I'm going to take it Seattle Seahawks here at plus 2,800.
You kind of stole my thunder there a little bit. But you know what? I'm going to just stay in the division. How about the Rams?
Yeah.
I say maybe they trade back out of the first round. They have like 2 second runners there, and they take Bo Nix maybe as the heir apparent to Matthew Stafford, who is 36 years old. The guy has gotten banged up. I don't know that he's played into his 40s or whatever. So I'll stay in the NFC West there, and I'll see your Seahawks with a Rams plus 2,500.
I think that's a really good place for him to sit for a year or two, learn the system, and kind of be a guy. I think that
arm
strength's
not everything. I mean, it helps, you know, somewhat there, but it is more of a timing system or whatever. So I think Nix would be a decent fit.
Yeah. Well, let's keep it going with a couple of rando ragers here, baby. Same deal. You get points based off the odds of the wager. So Mills, what do you have for us?
And Jamie G, let's start out with the position of the player who winds up being Mr. Irrelevant. The final pick of the draft. You've been going first. I'll go first here. Throw a little bit of curveball. Give me a running back plus 1,000.
Well, I really like that. I didn't quite have the stones, the cojones, to go kicker, punter, long snapper, or anywhere in between. I think it's the strength of the draft, and it ends up being the last pick. I'm going wide receiver plus 650.
No arguments from me on that one. All right, we know Brock Bowers is going to be the first tight end selected. How about the second tight end selected? And I'll go first here. You did it for the first bunch. Give me Theo Johnson, Penn State tight end, plus 700 to be second tight end off the board. And we're counting Benson out here, even though some teams might consider him kind of an H-back, fullback type, where we're counting him as a tight end for the purpose of the system.
I absolutely love it, Mills. I really wanted, shout out to Aronde Gadsden of Syracuse. I really wanted to go with him. He's, however, doesn't even have an odd, so it's not an option here. I'm going to just eat the chalk and say Jatavion Sanders. I do think he will be the second to go. He kind of profiles more of like a wide receiver than a tight end, and I think NFL teams like that and finding that weapon. So I'll take him there at plus 195. Had a really good season. I think 5 or 6 touchdowns, a bunch of receptions, bunch of yards in a good offense in Texas. I'll take Jatavion Sanders plus 195.
All right, how about the first running back drafted, Jamie G? Who will it be? Are the Chargers maybe going to reach for your guy Blake Corum, or is it going to be somebody else as the first running back selected?
Make no mistake about it, Megan Mills. Blake Corum is going to end up there's two teams. He's either going to end up a Los Angeles Charger or a Buffalo Bill. But I think he goes to the Chargers before the Bills are really
drafted in the top five, which is just absolutely wild to me. It's one of the craziest numbers.
Insane.
It's got to be somebody who asked for it, who's got a lot of money or something. But it's wild that it's, I don't know, it's a ridiculous, number. But
or just the Michigan fan that's going to be betting after the national championship. Oh, Coach Harbaugh is going to get his guy. He's going to take Harbaugh, or he's going to take McCarthy, or he's going to take Harbaugh. No. Listen, first running back off the board to me is going to be Trey Benson, plus 200.
Trey Benson, plus 200. I like that. I mean, I think everybody pretty much thinks it's between Brooks and Benson.
Yeah.
But I like the points here. Give me Jalen Wright out of Tennessee, plus 600.
Yeah.
I hate it because I agree with Mel Kiper Jr., and that's never a good thing. But, you know, unless you're dealing with hair products and whatnot, I would trust the man when it comes to hair care.
Yes. Hair care, yes. Draft, no. Dude, there's no way it'll happen, but the kid out of Notre Dame with Audric Estime or whatever, that plus 5,000, that was like really calling my name. I mean, there's no way, but it's still, it was attractive. What's next?
Yeah, it would have been better if his name was Tyrone, but we'll take it. And let's do one more of these here. Straight up, who will be the number five pick? Jimmy G.
I'm gonna go ahead and say JJ McCarthy at plus 250.
He goes JJ McCarthy there. I mean, it feels like that's the swing spot of the draft. I am going to go with Neighbors plus 230, just because I think one way or the other, be it the Chargers drafting him or someone trading up, that seems like the move. You know, you're kind of the short chalk here at plus 230 still. I like that number. I'm really confident that there are people who swear by Neighbors even over Harrison Jr. So give me Neighbors plus 230, number five pick.
No, dude, it's real. I mean, there's even conspiracies that maybe Harrison Jr. is tanking his draft status because he wants to go to a different team. I mean, the love for Neighbors is real, I'll say that. And you know what else is real? How we're gonna finish up this bankroll contest, because we're doing it, baby. We're each gonna start out with 100 cricket coins. That's our preferred currency. Shout out to cricket. We have to wager the entire $100 on NFL draft props and wagers. The only other rule is that we each have to make a minimum of five wagers. Mills, Jamie G. Esquire the fifth. That's one wager for each of my esquires. Mills, you can go first here.
Okay, and Jamie G, I'm gonna start out a little small here, and you know, but it's okay, won't be
It
small
won't be small
forever.
forever.
I'm going to put five cricket coins on Drake May to be the number four overall pick, plus 900, so five to win 45 coins. What you got is your first wager.
I'm going to start off a smidge higher than you, and I'm going to say 10 cricket coins on the second offensive lineman selected to be Talis Fuego, plus 175.
All right, and I'm going to kind of do a dual here because I'm going to tag team off my first wager where I had Drake May being the fourth overall pick. I'm going to also put five cricket coins on Jaden Daniels to be the number four overall pick. I'm basically banking on the JJ McCarthy jump up there. That's plus 1800, so 5 points to bring home 90. And while I'm at it, Jamie G, I'm going to do a little bit of an exacta bet here. I'm going to bet five cricket coins on the first three picks exactly being Caleb Williams, Drake May, JJ McCarthy. That's plus 500. So five cricket coins to bring home 25. What else you got?
I like it, my dude. I'm going to go ahead and drop 15 cricket coins. I'm doing a combo here. Okay. So I'm going to drop 15 cricket coins on the first defensive end, defensive lineman selected as Dallas Turner. It's minus 120. I don't love it, but I feel confident. And I'm going to do another 10 cricket coins on the first overall defensive player selected as Dallas Turner, plus 110.
I like that. And you're generally not allowed to parlay these, so you kind of have to work with what you got. And I'm going to go out on a little bit of a limb here. 10 cricket coins on Quinyon Mitchell, the quarterback, to be a top 10 pick, plus 450. 10 cricket coins to bring home 45. Going a little big there, thinking someone's going to go for a corner. Jamie G, what else you got?
That makes sense. It's a money position. I'm gonna go ahead and throw five on it. Cricket coins here, bro. On the second wide receiver, being Roma Dunsey and a shocker, plus 300.
All right, I'm going to go with a big one, but it's, you know, a little bit shorter odds, but it is what it is. I'm going to put 25 cricket coins on Michael Penix Jr.'s draft position being under 32 and a half, basically being he's going to be a first round pick. That's minus 220, so 25 coins to bring home a little bit over 36. Not quite doubling up, but you got to, you know, it's a bankroll contest. You got to have a little bit of strategy here. So that's kind of one of my safe bets, you know, my little binky there. Jamie G, what else you got?
I like it. Put your binky in and put your blankie on. I'm going to do another little guy here. Five cricket coins on the second quarterback drafted, being Drake May, plus 275.
Maybe this one works for you, Jamie G. Maybe it doesn't, but I am going to put 10 cricket coins on Kool-Aid McKinstry, the corner, going after pick 28. So draft position over 28.5. That's minus 130. 10 coins to win 17.69. Like him as a prospect, It's just the injury has made him fall, and we've seen that in drafts over the years. Injuries are probably the most common factor for players who fall. So I can see him slipping out of round one, so that's why I'm going with that one. What else you got?
Well, interesting, because 28 in this draft is a number that I'm paying attention to, because that's where the Buffalo Bills pick. Mills, I'm gonna shock all of Bills Mafia here and say 10 cricket coins on the first player drafted by the Buffalo Bills to be defensive line or edge, plus 425.
I love that one. That is actually one of my more favorite bets. I think it really comes out to if Brian Thomas falls far enough for them to move up reasonably, we could screw that bet up. But other than that, like Chop Robinson, I think would be the guy for me over him, or Adonai Mitchell's probably a coin flip, but I would definitely take him over Worthy or Ladd McConkey or one of those, or Legato, or kind of one of those wide receivers if it came to it. So I like that play a lot. One more kind of small guy for me here. I'm going to put 5 cricket coins on Jackson Powers Johnson's draft position being over 31.5 plus 130. So pretty much Chiefs are bust falling into the second round. 5 coins to win 11.5. And a little bit of a combo meal here, because this is maybe it has something to do with the Bills, maybe it doesn't, but 8 cricket coins on Xavier Leggett, wide receiver, being drafted in round one, plus 320. So that's 8 to win a little bit over 33. And Jamie G, this one is most definitely for you. 7 cricket coins on Blake Corum to the LA Chargers, plus 190. 7 coins to win a touch over 20. That feels like found money, right? I mean, you run away plus 190 to the Chargers. That's, you just want to take that, don't you?
Mills, I've got it too. I absolutely love that one. Nice little bit of betting there, my friend. Here's another one I love. 20 cricket coins on the first player drafted by the Jacksonville Jags to be a wide receiver, plus 210. Absolutely love this. I think it's not a, it's kind of like a quiet, like must get for them. I know they've got some holes on defense, but I just know the way Doug Peterson has built that team is stacked talent around Trevor Lawrence, and they kind of need it here. And this is the time to do it. So I think they're going wide receiver in the first.
I like that. I've seen that actually be a very popular mock pick for them, is trading up for Brian Thomas Jr. So we'll see if that happens or not, but that has definitely been something I've seen in a lot of mock drafts. And I'm just going to kind of circle back around to a couple things we've already talked about. 5 cricket coins on Jaylen Warren to be the first running back drafted, plus 750. 5 to win 42.5 coins. 5 cricket coins on Theo Johnson to be the second tight end drafted, plus 700. 5 to bring home 42.5 coins. And 5 cricket coins on Mr. Irrelevant to be a running back, plus 1,000. So 5 cricket coins to bring home 55. Jamie G, anything else?
I'm going against your earlier comments, and I'm just going for it, Mills. Give me 15 cricket coins on the first player drafted by Denver to be quarterback. Zach Wilson doesn't do a damn thing for their quarterback need, plus 175. This feels like I'm picking up money off the ground, plus 175, Denver quarterback. Last one for me, 5 cricket coins on Bo Nix to go in the first round, plus 180. And I think it's to the Broncos.
Oh, not the Seahawks. All right, all right, all right, all right. I have one last one here. I have 5 left, and this was the funnest wager. I know funnest isn't a word, and this wager shouldn't be one that you really put a significant amount of money on, but it's just too much fun. 5 cricket coins on a player parlay. This is for San Francisco to draft all of these players: Brendan Rice, Luke McCaffrey, and Frank Gore Jr. That's plus 10,000. So 5 cricket coins to win 505. I feel like that was a worthy investment, just to, you know, as a what the heck kind of... 2 out of 3 is probably what would happen. But I could see them doing it, kind of. Like, I don't know. They have fun. I remember Shanahan standing on the table for, oh, God, was it Joe Williams or the running back or whatever? My dynasty teams don't want to talk about that. But San Francisco go off the board sometimes. Again, we saw them move up for Trey Lance and then make it with Brock Purdy. Anything can happen in San Francisco, I think.
If you're going to San Francisco, show me the way. You know what, Mills? I'm going to join you. I've been preaching it since the national championship game, when we found out Jim Harbaugh was going to be an LA Charger head coach. I'm also going to put my remaining 5 cricket coins on Blake Corum being drafted by the Chargers at some point in this draft, plus 190. He's going there, man. He's going.
back-to-back to Cali. Cali, or he's not going back to Cali. It's more for the first time, so maybe it's more of a Clips thing. I don't know.
Anything else before we get out of here?
Not much. I think the draft will be fun. I think live betting the draft can actually be a fair amount of fun. I don't know how much of that they will allow because of, you know, the people going ahead. Now there's supposed to be embargo on people doing picks on Twitter, but it does happen. There is stuff that gets leaked or whatever. I would say for the most part, just have a good time with it. If you can find a, you know, kind of like a prop pool or something like you get for the Super Bowl, those are always a good time, like to jump in, stuff like that. But yeah, enjoy the draft, you know, and especially don't go crazy on day three type of stuff. But, you know, day one, day two, have some fun with it. It's a cool weekend. It's a lot going on. You have NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, you have baseball, really a lot of fun. The UFL, you name it, you can wager on it right now, basically. So enjoy yourself like A+.
Enjoy yourself. Thanks again for checking out Bet It, Bank It, Blow It, presented by Seize the Gap Fantasy Football. Let us know what you're most excited about with this draft. What's your top wager? Drop a line in the comments before, or maybe just slide, sippity slide right into these DMs and give me a reason to respond, because right now I'm just responding to like probably Russian bots, and it's awkward and it's not great. So give me a reason, get in there. Mills, he'll go ahead and he'll remind you where you can find us, because it's not that hard.
He always works really hard to get that Coolio earworm in there, and he just tries to drill it, you know, just think you can hear it. Fantastic Voyage. Just, it's easy. It's right in your head. It's always there, just like Bet It, Bank It, Blow It, presented by Seize the Gap Fantasy Football. Thanks again for checking out our show. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. We're on social media at Seize the Gap FF. Same place on the interwebs. Thank you for remembering that. Thank you for remembering the flaps. Follow, like, and please subscribe. Once again, it's all we ask. One thumb in the like fashion, you know, the upward seated fashion, or however they do it on the planes now. Don't turn off your phones. We need that. That's how you do the thumb, but you got it. You know how this is done. I'm Magna Mills. He's Jamie G. And remember, we can help you bet it. We can help you bank it. Blowing it is entirely up to you.
Go Bills.
$8 trillion.